May the Lord bless you.
Oh, you heard trumpet in Zion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. For a while, you can stand and give God praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God worthy, oh God. God worthy. God worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus,
yes,
in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Glory God.
I stand before the people, Lord, I ask for your help. To speak that which you would have me to in the matter and spirit, O God, I would speak as the oracles of God.
Lord,
words of faith to minister grace, to edify the body of Christ and to glorify thee, O God. We thank you, Father, for the saints gathered.
Hallelujah.
The words that we've heard,
yes.
The work of grace in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, that expected end.
Yes, God.
Your precious thoughts to us, for, oh, God. All the good
Hallelujah.
Things that you do, oh, God.
Yes.
You've done great things for
yes,
us.
Lord.
Where we're glad.
Glad.
Where we're glad.
Glad.
So help us in this hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory.
I heard the prophet speak about peace and unity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
That's pretty good. We're gathered here today, but we're not all here.
Hallelujah.
And some of us that are not gathered here today.
Hallelujah.
But we that are here, I pray that we're here in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Not for form and fashion.
Oh, God.
Not out of duress.
No.
Not for what people think or would not think.
No.
But if we come, let us come righteously.
Yes, Lord.
To worship God.
Yes, Lord.
To receive from God.
Yes, Lord.
To give God glory. To hear
yes,
what
Lord.
The Spirit would say.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I say that deliberately, that we're not all here. And I often tell how at Grace, my dwelling quarters were in a little room to the side of the tabernacle. I think they used it for an office before, but that's where I lived. And I would say to the saints, when I don't feel good, I can't stay at home and not go to the tabernacle. Because that's where I live. Of course, sometimes I didn't feel good. Sometimes I don't feel good. But there I am. Here I am.
Amen.
Sin came into the world because of one man's disobedience, and because of sin, sickness, death, and all kind of evil things. Sin, that's the transgression of the law.
Amen.
Disobedience to the living God, that's what sin is. The wages thereof is death, but we have to deal with sickness and all the other ills of mankind.
Yes, Lord.
Because of sin.
Yes, Lord.
But because of Jesus Christ, there is a remedy.
Hallelujah.
For the sin.
Amen.
You know anything about the remedy?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory, God.
So I'd like to read a little bit about sickness.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, God.
One song said, none else could heal all our soul's diseases.
Jesus. Amen.
So that's what sin is. It's a soul's disease. Of course, it affects the body too. But sin is a disease.
Amen.
Of the soul.
Yes.
And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know that he's still in the house?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Preach the word. Be instant in season.
Amen.
Out of season.
Yes.
Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, because time will come.
Amen.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
So he preached the word unto them, and they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy.
Yes, Lord.
Which were born of four.
Amen.
And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, notice now, they have to come, but there's always the press.
Amen.
Anytime we would go to Jesus or seek him out, we have to go through the press. They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and they were reasoning in their hearts. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk.
Oh, yeah.
But that you may know that the Son of Man,
oh, yes,
hath power on earth.
Hallelujah.
To forgive sins.
Oh, yes, he does.
He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee,
yes,
arise,
Lord,
take up thy bed,
yes,
and go thy way into thine house.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all.
Jesus.
And so much that they were all amazed and glorified God.
Glory.
Saying we never saw it on this fashion.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Hallelujah.
Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
Hallelujah.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save.
Hallelujah.
The sick.
Glory.
The Lord shall raise him up.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And if he have committed sins,
yes, Lord,
they shall be forgiven him.
Glory.
The effectual fervent prayer,
yes, Lord,
of a righteous man,
hallelujah,
availeth much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
So that's my counsel to those that are sick. Always has been.
Amen.
Call for the elders. Let them pray.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And the prophet shall say,
amen,
the sick.
Yes, Lord.
And if he have sinned, it shall be forgiven him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory.
Was when we are afflicted, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, then that's when the trial of the faith comes in. Of
yes,
course,
Lord,
that's our portion.
Thank you, Lord.
Since God has given us faith,
yes,
him to try.
Thank you.
Amen.
Prove us. Amen.
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 Right.
So I would always say, and I still say, you know, if you're sick, then get to the house of God.
Amen.
Get to the people of God.
Amen.
Call for the elders.
Amen.
Let them pray for you.
Yep.
Now the elders can go to you, but the scriptures say call for the elders.
Amen.
If any is sick among you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scriptures say call for the elders. Call for the elders.
Yes.
Let them pray the prayer of faith. Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord.
Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word.
Yes.
Amen. Is that how we do it? Do we call for the elders? We call for the medicine, or we call for the herbs? I know, I'm going to get in trouble. Because you all say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, God gave us herbs and God gave us knowledge about this. You know my answer to that. God gave us faith.
All right.
The heathen has herbs.
Amen.
The heathen has knowledge.
Right.
He gave to us faith.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
And the men that brought the man sick with the palsy, they had faith.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Well, I know our knowledge of medicine and herbs robs us of all these things. I know. I'm going to say it anyways. All right. Well, what are you going to do, Pastor Rice? Well, I do what I always do. I take my preventive medicine. You know, I give God glory.
Hallelujah.
I praise him all the time. I praise him in the song. I praise him in the dance. Hallelujah. I praise him in the morning. I praise him in the noontime. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I praise him when others don't praise him with me. Well, Pastor Rice, do you praise him because you feel good? I'll say again, I've never praised him and not felt good. But I don't praise him because I feel good. But every time I praise him, I feel all right. Hallelujah. Sometimes I call him in the morning. Sometimes late at night. But when I get up on my knees, everything is all right. Hallelujah. Everything's all right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, I know you say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, I tried that and I'm still sick or I'm still afflicted. You know what I'd say to that, huh? Praise the Lord. Because that's what people tell me when I give them counsel. You know, so-and-so, she's mean and she won't treat me right. I said, well, you just love them and forgive them. Oh, Pastor, that don't work. I said, then God's a liar. Well, the answer is we've not done it right. Yeah, nothing wrong with the Word of God. Every Word of God is pure.
Bless you.
If we claim we've loved our brother or loved our neighbor and we didn't get the right consequences, then we've not done it right. Of course, love is not something that starts and stops.
No.
Love endures.
Amen.
You understand that? You say, well, I did it. Well, if it's love, you're still doing it. Else it's not love. Hallelujah. But if we obey God, we will be victorious.
We will.
God's word will be manifest. The truth of it. The veracity of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You all do believe that one day we're going to enter into the kingdom, the eternal kingdom? Really?
Amen.
Well, maybe this afternoon you'll say, well, we ain't got there yet, so it don't work. Is that how you're going to do it? But he that shall endure until the end,
hallelujah,
the same shall be saved.
Yes.
Well, what if you get real sick, Pastor Rice? Well, I hope I follow my own advice.
Amen. That's right.
That's right. And if I die, I want to die saying I'm healed.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Some men say they want to die with their boots on. They want to die on their motorcycle and want to be buried with their hog. And I tell you what, I want to go believing in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to die saying I'm healed.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I certainly want to go die when I die seeking the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to be seeking after any medicine.
No.
I don't want to be seeking after any herbs. And I know some of us say, well, you know, God didn't give me any herbs. God gave me faith.
Okay.
That's my testimony. That's my testimony. God gave me faith.
Amen.
Faith to live, faith to die.
Hallelujah.
Faith to suffer affliction.
Yes.
Faith to endure.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Remember David one time was speaking to the Lord and he said, Lord, look on my affliction and take away my sin. Well, we may reverse that sometime and say, Lord, take away my affliction and just look upon my sin. Not understand that God's working something out in all of our affliction. The first thing we want to say is, Lord, what's going on here? What are you doing? And we don't want to be delivered until he wants to deliver us. That's what we want to do. We want to find the will of God and walk in it. If you are being afflicted, then it's certainly for a reason. We need to find the reason and submit to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
We know that God's able to heal.
Yes, he is.
There's not a one in here that's not been healed.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. That's right.
Not a one. We all know the healing power of God.
Hallelujah.
I certainly do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know the saving power of God.
Yes.
I know that he's able to save, able to heal. In fact, they're one and the same. Yeah, he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
he was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes, Lord.
Now, like I said, if I wasn't feeling good, I'd be trying to find some of these words and say them. That's why I'm saying them now.
Yes.
But this is preventative for me. You understand?
Yes.
I would say, Lord, I read in your word. They say you heal all of our diseases. Huh? I write it up on the doorpost. I bind it around my waist. I speak it every day. Hallelujah. Yes. So you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes we're healed. Healeth all of our diseases. Forgiveth all of our iniquity. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. My soul. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
That we have. We don't go out, have to go out and hunt it. Well, let me go out and find some merry heart. You seen some? No. Does good like a medicine. When I go to the pharmacy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
I know. That sounds very radical, Pastor Rice. Right out of the book. Right out of the book. No? Then he's sick among you. He was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes, he was.
He bare our sins in his body on the tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness.
Hallelujah.
By whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. Of course, we have to appropriate that by faith. Sometimes the herbs get in the way of our faith. That's why I'm glad I don't know anything about it. You know, morphine, I don't know anything about it. So it don't get in the way of my faith.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll probably do better with it than some of you all. We love to have knowledge. But you know it's an enemy of faith.
Yes.
It's an enemy of faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know. We'll wait and see, Pastor Rice. Well, we'll see.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll see if God's word is true or not.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'm sure it is. Moses had to wait and see when God promised that he would give him flesh in the wilderness for 40 days.
Amen.
Moses said, how can this be done?
Amen.
Then God asked this question, is anything too hard for God?
My God.
Praise the Lord. Dear God is able to heal.
Yes, he is.
Able to save.
Yes, he is.
Able to deliver.
Amen.
He's able to do.
Yes.
Exceeding. Yes. Abundantly above all you may ask or think. Hallelujah. But of course, God knows why we want to be healed.
All right.
Do you want to be healed and run around the tabernacle and give him praise? Well, probably not, because you can and you won't. You see, what God knows all these things.
Yes,
do you want to be healed so you can backbite and spread contempt and sow discord among the brethren? Well, he knows if you do.
Right.
You know that, don't you?
Right.
Huh?
Sure.
Hallelujah. You want to be healed so you can walk in your own way and seek your own, do your own thing? You know, God knows if we do. Even if we are deceived and don't know, he knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we do, don't we? We sow discord. Huh? We want do the things that make for peace.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, if we gather with y'all, Pastor Rice, we'll disobey God. I don't receive that.
No.
Amen.
Scripture and verse, please. That's what I see. Huh? Scripture and verse.
Hallelujah.
Why should we not assemble together?
Amen.
When God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Even so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you won't prevent me as long as I have this grace on this heart and mindset. I will come. If you be here, then we'll be here together.
Amen.
If not, it'll just be me and Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the same with praising him. I'm going to praise him. If you don't, well, it'll be me and Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. If you don't rejoice, I'm still going to rejoice. Step on my toes and you don't, well, praise God. I'm endeavoring to step on no man's toes. I'm endeavoring to be faithful.
Yes,
thank you.
To present my body and yield to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We can just look at things. You could say, well, why does God have you up there, Pastor Rice? That would be a good question if you ask it honest.
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Good question.
Why are those people gathering together over there, Pastor Rice, and we shouldn't gather? That'd be a good question.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yes.
I think so.
Hallelujah.
Why should the broadcast be playing all the time, 24 hours a day, and we shouldn't listen? Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
My Lord.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
You don't hear what the Spirit said? Oh, it's quiet now.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you think it's shameful?
Yes.
All the resources that we expend to send this word forth.
Amen.
Throughout all the earth.
Amen.
All the time.
Thank you.
And then you've got a people right here that act like they don't hear what it says.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get carried away with other things.
Oh,
hearts overcharged.
Amen.
Surfeiting and drunkenness. The cares of this life.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, the reason we need so many things is because our heart's not right toward God.
Amen.
You know, we need this to occupy our time. We need to do that. We need to do this. You understand?
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I'm just creative and I'm artistic. Well, I'm redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just like when I was a little kid,
Hallelujah.
We weren't so privileged, you know.
Hallelujah.
We didn't have lots of money.
Bless you, Jesus.
So I ended up a lot of time playing with rocks and sticks.
Hallelujah.
We get a little stick and ride like a horse.
Yes.
Huh?
Sure.
All sorts of things like that. And we were happy doing
it. Happy, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Yeah.
Of course, you know,
we
grew up and learned better, and then we couldn't be occupied that way so much.
Right.
And maybe that's how it is with the things of God. Remember when we first were enlightened?
Mm. Hallelujah.
Huh? We didn't need all the prompts and things to entice us and motivate us, right? It was spontaneous. It was pure.
Yes, Lord.
It was constant. It was consistent.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's what they told me when I was first saved. I used to act like this sometimes. And they said, oh, yeah, that won't last long.
My Lord.
Well, they're wrong.
Hallelujah.
Settle down. Well, praise God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Not all the Lord's done for me.
No.
No. Save me. Heal me. Gave me hope. Hallelujah. It doesn't take very much for me to be satisfied.
No.
Really doesn't. Long as I know the Lord's on my side. I can reach out and touch. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I can have a little visit with him and he with me. Commune with him. Hallelujah. Taste of his goodness. Yeah, I'll be all right. I don't have to have a gator, brother. I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. I don't need a golf cart. I'm all right with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. I don't need any of those high polluting things. All I need is Jesus. I've got Jesus. That's enough. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Just that.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As the song says, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Other things don't satisfy. Other things don't satisfy.
Glory.
Glory. Thank you for your
word. They might give you some pleasure for a while, but they won't satisfy. You may drink some water, but you're thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said, the water that I give. It'll be a well. Spring it up. You'll never thirst. Hallelujah. Yeah, the things that the world give, they don't satisfy. Yes, sin is pleasure for a season. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And the things in the world are pleasurable for a season, but they don't satisfy.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that he satisfied the longing soul. Hallelujah. To a simpler time and place. Come on back. Hallelujah. Glory. Remember when you were first enlightened?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, then we'd call for the elders, wouldn't we?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Then we'd find ourselves speaking the word of God. By his stripes I'm healed. Well, that used to be how we do it, huh?
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Brother Driver, we said, I was blind, but now I see.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise his holy name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
I've not been very successful in talking like this.
Lord.
You know, I was asked, well, what are y'all do for Brother Dennis back at Grace? Well, I said, really nothing but commend him to God and seek God and call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's things that we recommend that he does, but we can't make him do it.
Lord Jesus.
One thing I said, you ought to get out of that house. You ought to get some sunlight.
That's right.
If you can't stand a lot, get a little bit, go back, but that sun, you don't have to go to the pharmacy for that. It's just right out there. Get out there and get some sunlight. Find some fellowship of the saints. Praise the Lord. Oh, I've said it over and over again, but that's where we stand.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, Pastor Rice, you know, if I go over to the dining hall and I'll die, well, at least you'll be in the will of God. You don't want to do it the other way. We don't want to do it the other way. We want to die in the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Whether it's in the den of lions, whether it's in the fiery furnace, these men knew that the peril wasn't as bad as the consequences of not enduring the peril.
Yes, Lord.
They said the God we serve is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace. Huh? He's able. How about the God you serve? He said, but if he don't deliver us out of the fiery furnace, he's going to deliver us out of your hand. Hallelujah. He's going to deliver us out of your hand. Servant of the living God, is the God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the mouth of the lion? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! O King, live forever.
Thank you.
Yes, hallelujah. God is able to deliver.
Yes, He is.
Glory. Often, what's in the way is unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us.
Amen.
It's unbelief.
Amen.
We look at circumstances. We look at situations.
Yes, Lord.
We believe what the doctors say.
Oh, yeah.
We believe what the folks say about the herbs.
I
believe God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I think you're just an idiot. You know, the science has proven this about this and that. Well, I have something that supersedes it. Praise the Lord. About herbs. I really don't.
That's all right.
It's okay if you do, as long as you don't let it get in the way of your faith. But I'm one step ahead of you. I don't know anything about herbs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I have Christ. He paid the price. Way back on Calvary. Hallelujah. All what he's done for us, he'll do for you. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
He'll do for you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to keep coming here and missing, honey.
Glory.
Huh? You want to get a touch of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. You want to press on in, touch the hem of his garment. You don't want to come here out of form and fashion. Say, yeah, I went to the tabernacle and sat down with my son. No. So I went and I got a touch of Jesus. Got something for myself. We heard what you said. I said, but now I know for myself. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Well, you can know for yourself. You don't have to ask Pastor Timothy. He said, yeah, I know. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. I know for myself. Don't need to ask nobody else. Is better than any medicine I ever had. Yeah, put a glide in my stride and a dip in my hip. Make me feel good all over. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Them that walk upright. He's not trying to withhold. That's the lie they told on it. You know, way back in the beginning. The liar, the deceiver. The God trying to keep something from y'all. And convinced Eve too. Yeah, he know, you know, the day that you do this, then you'll be that. Yeah, the day that you do that, you'll die. That's what he said. But the deceiver talked her out of it. But God didn't forsake us.
Thank God.
Even in that, we're still saved by grace. Still reconciled to God by the death of his son. Hallelujah. Still have access to the Father. Glory, glory. Able to stand before the throne of God. Let our petition be made known unto him. How about that? Glory. You know how people want to get before the judge or get before this so they can tell their story? We can get before the judge.
My Lord.
I tell our story. He'll listen to it. He'll answer. Hallelujah. they cut my check. Maybe if I could call into them and tell them my circumstances, they'll increase my
Hallelujah.
My government aid. I don't have any government aid. My help come from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. It's made in heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. My hope is built on nothing less. In Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Where do I go? There's nobody there to turn to.
Amen.
Who do I talk to? When there's nobody who wants to listen. Is there a refuge? And there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock.
Hallelujah.
I know he's able. God that is able to do more than we can ask and more than we can think. Amen. He does it in his way, and his ways are above our ways.
Oh yes, it is.
But his ways are right. All of his judgments are true and righteous altogether. He loves us with an everlasting love.
Oh yes, he does.
Huh? Yes, Jesus loves us.
Yes.
We know by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
He sent his only son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Amen.
But have everlasting life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Lord, prepare us.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord is.
Yes, he is.
You know, whatever we are enduring or whatever is before us now is a preparation for that to come. It is that way.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Any one of us could look back over the course of our lives and we can point out certain things that God worked out, and you say, well, I see then or now that back then he was preparing me for something. He's still doing it like that. You may not understand today why God is doing it, but we do know that it's going to work out for our good. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called, according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. Whatever trial you're in, yes, prepare you for a greater. But we reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We can see that more clearly when we, you know, look up. We can't see much the things of God with a muckrake looking down. Looking through circumstances and feelings. No. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
We can look on those things that are not seen. Those things eternal. Yeah, by the eye of faith. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtain a good report. Amen. Well, I don't care what you say, Pastor Rice. I'm still going to use my herbs. That's okay with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I may use some too, but I'll have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
No problem using herbs, but if you do, you have to be like Thomas. Believe it.
Believe it.
Amen. Thomas saw, but Jesus said, you can touch, but still you'll have to believe. And Thomas believed because he saw, and Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. So be blessed today, saints.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we will see the King.
Hallelujah.
Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
We will see the King. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Father.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you the glory and praise, O God. Your great and mighty works. All the things that I said, Father, I do believe them. You have been a healer for me.
Yes.
A friend and a brother. You've been my friend in the midnight hour. All that I've needed, Father, you provided.
Hallelujah, that's right.
Thank you, Lord. Help me to stand up and go where I didn't want to go and do those things that you called me to do, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I give you all the glory.
Glory.
I give you all the glory. So I pray your blessings upon the saints of God here and those that hear the sound of my voice today, the saints in every place, Father. We want to be what you want us to be.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So bring it to pass, Lord. Hasten us to that day.
Yes.
Gather thine elect, O God. Bring about that peace.
Hallelujah.
And unity.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal the sick, Lord. Deliver the oppressed. Give strength to the weak, power to the faint, hope to those in despair.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep us, Father, in the patient waiting. Let us not be moved away from the hope. Let thy joy remain in us, Lord.
Amen, Jesus.
And our joy be full.
Yes.
We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
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 Lord bless you. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
The Lord is coming.
Amen.
Oh, you had trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolo Kosaya. Lambo Koryasaya.